pulled off of the corn while it's green and cured, and then it's put in the loft or in this place for the cows to pull it through.
Did you ever hear of a special place for grain?
Yes, I have, but I've forgotten. Bins, I think.
Did you ever hear of anything called a granary or a granary?
No.
What sort of animals did you have?
Cows and hogs. And horses. Mules. Goats.
Where did you keep them?
Out in the field. On at night, they were pinned up at night.
Where would you pin them up?
In the lot. So they could go under the barn shed.
What about cows? Did you have a special place for them?
Well, the cows were alone together. You didn't put them in with the horse. The horse was in the stable. And the cows were under the barn.
What about a place you might have a fenced-in place out in the field where you might keep the cows overnight and milk?
Well, that would be the pen.
You call that the
cow pen?
Okay. What about hogs? Where would you put them?
Well, they're either on the pasture or in the pen.
What kind of pen was that?
Well, when you want to sell them, when you start to sell them, you have to pin them up, you know, so you can load them. It'd just be a little pen.
Call it hog pen or pig pen?
Yeah. Pig pen or the hog pen.
And a place nowadays where they have a lot of milk cows and sell the milk.
Well, that's the dairy.
Okay. And something that nowadays where you let the animals out to graze would be a...
Well, we would call that pasture, which we have one. We have about 62 acres planted in the pasture grass.
What did people used to have?
They'd plant oats and things like that.
But they wouldn't have to have their cattle fenced in, would they?
No. But now they do.
What do they call that when the cattle could just roam?
At large, run at large.
Did you ever heard it called some kind of range?
I guess it would be just a cattle range, I don't know.
I was just wondering, open range or free range? Or...
Well, it could be called either one, free or open. But now it's not anything like that anymore.
And, did you ever raise cotton?
Oh, yes.
What sort of work would you have to do for cotton?
Well, you had to plant it, and then you had to hoe it and plow it. And then when it opened, of course, you picked it.
When you get out there with the hoe and thin it out, what would you say you were doing?
Thinning cotton.
Any other expression?
I don't think so.
Did you ever hear chopping cotton?
Well, it could be that.
What's that?
Chopping cotton, that would be thinning it.